Welcome to On with Origins. I'm your host, Frank Diekman, Cooperator-in-Chief for CUToday.info. During this podcast, we'll be talking with industry leaders to learn more about leveraging technology to meet goals and deliver meaningful results. Thanks for joining us, and we hope you enjoy. Our guest today is Brian Hamilton, President of Origins Lending Services, and we're going to be talking about why credit unions need a top-of-funnel lending strategy. But before we do that, if we could, Brian, could you tell us a little bit more about your credit union history and what it is you're doing today at Origins Lending Services?
Sure, Frank. Thanks for having me. So I start from the operations side, underwrote my first loan in March of 1993, and have worked for banks, community credit unions, and fintechs ever since then. I have about 12 to 15 years of credit union experience actually leading the consumer lending operations for them. And then I moved over to Origins 6 years ago to kind of help the movement evolve through digital transformation. I got to lead our innovation and insights lab for a few years, and then got to marry up that innovation with operations in moving over to our Origins Lending Services team, where we provide back office support for credit unions by the way of processing, underwriting, funding, everything that a credit union would do in the back shop. And then most recently, we've launched FI Connect, which is actually a lender. I'm sure we'll talk more about that, but it's not geared to compete with credit unions. It's actually geared to help them capture top of funnel opportunities in markets they would normally not be able to be competitive in. And that, of course, is the backbone of that operation is Origins Lending Services, which does all of the work for FI Connect.
Brian, if I could clarify one point you made, you remarked that FI Connect does not compete with credit unions. Then how does the credit union get the loan? Can you clarify that a little bit for us?
Yeah, thank you for that question, Frank. So FI Connect is actually a lender. It's not a broker, but it functions similar to the way that a lot of mortgages do. So a lot of times if somebody goes to close their mortgage, they get what we call a hello goodbye letter right when they sign their loan documents, right? So congratulations on your loan, and we're sending the loan here for servicing or to be purchased. So that's what FI Connect does, except FI Connect does it for consumer loans in real time and can be fully digital. So we don't hold a balance sheet. We actually reconcile same day. So when we originate a loan that's coming in for a consumer, we immediately memberize that consumer specifically to the credit union we're going to place the loan with. We fund the top of funnel loan and we transition it to the credit union same day. So the consumer knows what credit union they're going to be affiliated with. The credit union receives the whole loan. It's a purchase and the membership. And then at that point, it becomes that credit union's member and loan, just as if they would originate it themselves, except they purchase it from FI Connect.
Well, thank you for that. You know, there was a term that you were not hearing in 1993 when you were making that first loan, and that is this phrase, top of funnel lending. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you mean by that, what the term means, and why some people say that will not be going away anytime soon?
Absolutely. So top of funnel lending is this convergence where consumers are starting to figure out how they're going to finance purchases at the same time they're exploring the purchase, right? So in the auto space, for example, consumers are consistently shopping for vehicles online before they ever go to a dealership. And so at that same point in time, OEMs and dealerships are vehicle purchase platforms are introducing finance options at that point of sale, at the point of shopping, which we call top of funnel, rather than trying to figure out how a consumer is going to pay for something at the end. And that goes beyond auto lending, right? That can go into anything that someone is shopping for. So if you think about kind of buy now, pay later, embedded finance, as they call it, just consistently across the board, especially on digital platforms, consumers are being introduced with a way to finance a purchase. And that helps the retailer increase pull through because the consumer's no longer worried about how they're going to pay for it.
You know, if I could also ask in follow up to your last point, Brian, and that is, we talked a lot about this top of funnel lending strategy, but what about a credit union that just says, you know, that doesn't really apply to my members. I don't see that in our member behavior. What are you seeing in the data about consumer behavior?
Yeah, good question. So this applies across lots of channels and products, but let's use auto as an example because it's so prolific for credit unions being, what, a third of their portfolios. So Cox did a survey in early 2023, and they found that 87% of electric vehicle buyers would be open to the full buying process online, end to end, 87%. And some credit unions say, you know, we just don't have that many EV buyers in our market. Cox also went to non-electric vehicle buyers, so just traditional vehicle buyers, and 73% of them said they would be open to the full buying purchase online. So that's purchase and financing. So our goal at FI Connect and Origins is just to make sure we provide the technology, operations, and means to keep credit unions relevant as consumer behavior continues to shift toward top of funnel.
When I think about this term, top of funnel lending, I think of the reporting that I've done that has involved the phrase so far. And very often that has had to do with EV manufacturers and EV financing. Can you tell us a little bit more? Is it the EV companies that are driving this or other retailers that are driving this top of funnel trend? And is there someone you advise credit unions to look to as an example?
Sure. So EVs are definitely kind of reshaping the paradigm because most of the EV OEMs, original equipment manufacturers, are going direct to consumer. And so they're going direct to consumer either through online and mobile channels or through kind of quasi-retail outlets. But even then, everything is digital. However, traditional manufacturers are also introducing these opportunities, knowing that consumers will shop online first. And so we're consistently seeing this kind of convergence of hybrid models between traditional OEM model manufacturers and then point of sale dealership opportunities. And we just want to make sure that we keep an eye on both and that Origins and our credit unions remain relevant regardless of how a consumer may choose to finance their vehicle.
The other area that I've reported on a lot that has to do with top of funnel, then it comes to my mind at least, are some big ticket items like solar or home improvements that could overlap with some of the green lending initiatives we're seeing a lot of credit unions at least explore, if not outright embark on. This sort of business as usual credit union lending model doesn't seem to exist in those sorts of areas. Yeah, how important is that market to credit unions and how much attention are you paying to it?
Yeah, absolutely. That market is very important to credit unions on a couple of fronts, Frank. The first one is just that if we consider the mission of the credit union movement, right, to people helping people, to serve the underserved, and so forth, that dovetails nicely into a lot of green energy. And I'll give you a very practical example. There are government foundations creating grants that are available specifically for green energy initiatives, targeting low-income communities. And so there are at least a couple of credit union collectives and CUSOs that are interested in participating in that program because it correlates so well with their values. However, financing is still going to be a need, right? And so whether it's solar or power walls or electric vehicles, in order to make these affordable for low-income communities, credit unions are really the ones that need to champion this cause. And Origins plus FI Connect will be available for them to help drive the efficiencies and the service levels and the technology necessary to make that happen.
I'd be interested in following up on that a little bit if I could. Groups like Inclusive and the credit union trade groups have encouraged credit unions to look at these green initiatives and some of the federal funding that's available. Where do you suggest a credit union start? Should they reach out to Origins, do some research somewhere? What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, fair. While I like to be the purveyor of all things wisdom, probably Origins is not the right place. And I still myself am coming up to speed on that. But I would definitely check in with their leagues. I would check in with the trade associations. You mentioned Inclusive. And really, I think any of the major credit union kind of constituents, it doesn't take much research to figure out how to get on board with that.
Related to that, then, you know, where do credit unions go to connect with these top of funnel opportunities and sort of remain in consideration as a lender of choice?
So on that one, I can answer that. Please reach out to us at Origins and FI Connect. We already are live in one top of funnel opportunity. I can't speak to the specifics of it, but if someone reaches out, we can certainly bring them up to speed on that. And then additionally, we are in talks with both other digital platforms and brick and mortar. So if you think along the lines of kind of big box stores that really want to drive value for consumers, which is what credit unions do, we are in exploratory discussions on multiple fronts. And I think you're going to see, Frank, a lot of that really start to surface in 2024.
And if I could just ask one follow-up on that, Brian, at the Lending Tech Live event that Origins hosted earlier this year, there was a lot of talk about this top of funnel lending. What kind of questions do you hear from credit unions, and do you see any misconceptions or misunderstandings that you'd like to clarify?
Sure. So I think the questions become, the first one that I hear is why can't we just do this ourselves, right? And it doesn't matter if it's a small credit union or a giant credit union. I think that we have to appreciate the scale of this, right? And so, for example, you know, 38%, actually north of 38% of all new vehicles sold in the state of California are electric, right? And if you think about the EV manufacturers that own that market, we're talking about nearly $500 million in loans originated each month just in the state of California. And that's north of $1 billion, actually closer to $1.5 billion in loans originated for direct-to-consumer EV opportunities nationally. Right. So with that in mind, even the largest of credit unions just simply do not have the capacity to be the premier player on a platform like that. That's the first challenge. The second challenge is, and I know, Frank, you can appreciate this, as can the listeners, the speed and the velocity of technology enhancements and evolution, right? It's mind-numbing, and it's so difficult to keep up with. But that actually is our core mission, right? That's exactly what Origins is designed to do. So taking that technology and the collective aggregated liquidity and scale of the credit union marketplace can make all of the credit unions collectively be market leaders and surpass any of the large banks or other finance companies or fintechs. The last thing I would offer there, Frank, is the operations, which I mentioned at the top of our discussion, how Origins Lending Services is the backbone to FI Connect. To be specific around that, right? We're talking about a lending operation organization with 250 plus team members, right? That offer full service processing contact center 6 days a week, 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. and 24/7 underwriting, with a proprietary loan origination system that has north of 60% automated decisioning. And so for a credit union, any credit union to be able to offer that level of service and that scope isn't practical. But as a CUSO, remember, we're owned exclusively by credit unions. So our mission is to help level the playing field for them through the technology and through these operations.
Brian, this has been so interesting. I must say, to your point about the speed of change here, it's something that often strikes me. We report on it often, and it seems like we can't report on it often enough. Just a final question. What's the best way, in your opinion, for someone to try and monitor this and stay on top of it?
To leverage the resources that are available in the space, Frank, such as your organization and newsworthiness. I get your feed every morning and I read it every day. And I'm not being trite, but leverage the CUSOs and leverage your leagues. And I subscribe to a lot of content, but that is the only way that I stay on top of or in front of all these changing trends and technology.
Brian, this has been very interesting, and just want to say thank you for taking some time with us today on this On with Origins podcast.
Appreciate it, Frank. Have a great day.
Thank you all for taking this time with us today. Please be sure to view the show notes for important links and information discussed during this episode. And if you haven't had the chance to already, please subscribe to On With Origins through your favorite podcast listening platform to receive notifications and new episode alerts. Have a great rest of your day, and we look forward to having you tune in for our next episode.